Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet, and today in studio is the Tracy Pay, also better known as Miss Organized. Welcome to the show.
You are so damn good. Can I know? You are just so good at what you do. Thank you.
Thank you. So, what do you mean when it's the downtime, it's time to get busy?
You know, that's the time if you're stuck at home, like a lot of us have been during this period of time, that's the time to start focusing on those little details, all those refining kind of things that you need to do for your house, for your life, and for your business. You know, and that could look like going through your paperwork, you know, cleaning up your email inbox, fixing the squeaky door, those kinds of things.
Okay, so how do you get motivated to do that? Because, I will say this. Once I get in the mindset
exactly.
and I do one thing, mm-hmm. then I start seeing several other things that I could
that's
do.
The way it works.
Okay, so that's
it. It's momentum. That's really what it is. And what I found, though, the key to starting, the reason why people don't start is because they don't know what to do. When people call me, their number one reason they're calling me is because they're overwhelmed, because they don't know what to do. They don't know where to start. So that's why, you know, working with an organizer can help you, or just working with somebody who can think in like a project management, methodical, step-by-step kind of way can help you to figure out what the plan is. And then when you know what to do, then you're going to probably get started. It's a difference between saying, I'm going to organize my garage this summer, to Friday, August 28th, I'm going to go through my kids' sporting equipment and then take it to Goodwill, the stuff that I don't want to donate. That's a very specific task. So more than likely, you're going to open up that garage door and go like, all right, zippity-doodle, let's do this, versus opening up the garage door and be like,
where do I start?
Where do I even begin?
Yeah, I can sense that overwhelm. I'm of a different ilk. I love to purge. Mm-hmm. So a couple weeks ago, I have tons of books. Being a podcast host, radio host, people send me their books. And I donated them to this local bookstore here. But I literally had like Vons or Target size bags. I think I had 10.
Wow, good for
full
you.
Full of books.
Bravo.
But I did what you suggest. I decided on a time. Mm-hmm. I had my supplies. Not that difficult to find the bags. And I went through and then put them all in the car. Mm-hmm. I drove down. So it was done in a day.
Boom.
I'm not going to like let them sit around, because then I'll walk by and go, oh, I think I like that book still. You know what I mean?
And that's what people do. And they hem and the haw. That's why I always tell people that part of that plan that you want to create that will help you know what your first step is to get started. Part of that plan is figuring out, once you have got rid of those things, then what are you going to do? Because if you don't have the plan of like take it to Goodwill or consign it or whatever, then that stuff is basically you just moved it from one spot to another in the house.
You consolidated,
and it's not going to feel organized.
Yes, exactly. Consolidated into a little pile in the garage.
And you know, let me say, but there is something to be said for that. That's called staging. I think staging is a very effective step during the organizing process, because obviously things are not going to be, as soon as you make that decision to purge, they're not going to be just like, boop, out of your house. You know, there's a place you have to set them till they're waiting to go out of your house.
Yeah, but you got to put it on your calendar and be committed.
You can't just move it to that staging space and leave it there, because that's pointless.
Right. So what I did is I brought all the bags downstairs, put them by the front door. When the last one was down, I had to move them over to my car trunk. Mm-hmm. And I did.
Boom.
Because to me, that was the coup de grace. You know, I don't want to have it sitting around.
But no.
So here's one other thing I want to bring up about, you know, the downtime, tightening the screws on a door or mm-hmm. WD-40 on the squeak or whatever it might be that you see. I'm guilty of, I see that in the pantry. Wait, now my eye's caught by something in the powder room.
Whoa, shiny metal object.
Seriously.
For sure. And that's why I always tell my clients, like, look, when we start this process, it is opening Pandora's box. And all those little things that you've been putting the blinders on and just saying, I'm not going to deal with it right now, all of a sudden it's in your face and you got to deal with it. And then it's like, if you don't deal with it, then it sticks out like a sore thumb, because everything else has been, you know, clean and organized. And then you've got this thing, you're just like, I got to take care of it. So that's why, again, it's important to have a plan. Because if you don't have a plan of what it is that you're planning on doing, and I would tell people, make it as simple as say, like, I'm going to work on, doesn't mean it has to be fully organized. I'm going to work on three spaces. Notice I'm not saying rooms, I'm saying spaces, three spaces in 3 weeks. You know?
Well, it's funny you say spaces. So I think it was last weekend. All right. I have this movable thing in my kitchen that I can roll and set aside and bring it back. It has my pots and pans underneath, but there's a drawer on the right and the left side above the pots and pans. Mm-hmm. Well, what are those drawers?
Junk, you tell me.
Yeah, junk drawers.
Junk drawers, not Mary Goulet.
Right? So I had, like, I'd open it up because it has all my pens and pencils and stapler and tape and my checkbook and, you know, one of those labeling machines. So it's a utility space that's really handy.
Yeah.
But then it's also, I don't know what to do with it. I don't want it on my counter, so I throw it in the drawer. Mm. So it was needling me. Finally, I'm like, okay, I'm so done with this. I'm like, Saturday, I'm going to do it. So I there's practically nothing left in those drawers.
Nice.
Just what I need, the essentials.
And then when you got done with it, you were like, God, I can't believe it's taken me this long to do this. Yes. I should have done this earlier.
Well, I mean, yeah. Just the stuff that I'm like,
what isn't amazing how it accumulates so fast, too.
And fast. I live by everything has a place. Mm-hmm. I think I learned that from you. Hmm. Maybe.
It's a possibility.
And we were doing, Heather and I were doing a show, and I don't know how it came up, but we were doing organized like it's a cockpit of an airplane. Mm-hmm. Everything is in
command
reach.
Center.
Command mm-hmm. center, right?
Exactly.
So that table thing is my command center. So if I need to write a check, my checkbook's on the left side. Mm-hmm. I have my address labels. I have my stamps. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
That's ready to go.
Perfect. Because let me tell you something, not to interrupt you, but let me tell you this. If you're working on that task, and you don't have that thing, those stamps right by you, guess what you're going to do? You're going to get up and you're going to walk around to go get it. And guess what's going to happen to you
squirrel.
When you do that? Hello, Squirrel City.
Yes.
Yes. So that's why it's super important that you have the things that you use for the activities you're doing right there. Otherwise, squirrel's going
to
happen.
Right. And so I need to have Heather listen to this episode because on the right side drawer, I have scissors, stapler, pens and pencils, all freshly sharpened.
God, I love you.
Everything is totally organized.
You are my kind of woman, I tell you.
And then when I go into my dining area where I have all my post-it notes in a drawer, my envelope, more stamps, mm-hmm. I have everything organized there and another stapler and a tape dispenser.
Perfect. I go two workstations.
I have four.
Yeah, hey.
In my bedroom.
If they're organized.
Yep.
And you do your activities there, why
well,
not?
She made fun of me.
No.
Because I have three small calculators, one in the kitchen, one in the dining room, and one in my office space. Mm-hmm. Actually, four. There's one in my office in the basement. Mm-hmm. I have four staplers.
You love your calculators.
I do.
Obviously.
And I don't like going, where's the calculator?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So I have everything
why not?
Duplicated in each workstation.
Exactly.
And I follow the sun. So I work in the kitchen in the morning because of the east exposure.
That's a whole other podcast in itself, the lighting and how important it is to your workspace.
I can't not work without
light. You can't.
And I have 37 windows in my house of all sunshine. Then I move upstairs around 4 in the afternoon and I look at the ocean. While I'm working, nice. And I have staplers, and she only has one stapler
in
her whole
house. Oh my God, how is she still alive?
She was like,
how is she making it in this world with one
I'm
stapler?
Like, but what if you're in the kitchen and you need to staple?
Then what do you
and
do?
Oh, you're going to laugh at this. And I said, well, I even have a stapler in my car. She's like, what?
Now you're over the top there.
So I got this little gift.
No, but I get it. I get it.
From a realtor, like a title rep. And it's just it's supposed to be in your car.
Do you use it in your car?
No, but it gives me comfort. It gives me comfort.
Well, then there you go. Then keep the stapler in your car.
But it's...
And most people turn to cookies, you turn to a stapler. Hey, you know?
You would laugh if you saw all the supplies I have in my car. I will not run out of something, that's for sure.
No.
All right, Tracy Pay, now we're going to go and purge some space in our house. Thanks for listening to Momstown 365.